The national organizer of the Convention's People's Party, Abu Fogo, says yesterday's meeting by the Central Committee of the party was to discuss internal affairs and not to determine the fate of Dr. Pakwesi Indum in the party. He said issues concerning accusations against Dr. Indum have been put to rest, saying Dr. Indum is still a full member of the CPP. He spoke on Behind the News.
The matter has been put to rest. I think, well, we all agree. For me, I always say, and as wisdom tells all of us, that it is only the fool who doesn't change their mind. Indeed, maybe sometimes when you get annoyed and confusion man's confusion, sometimes you say things that you wouldn't have said. So we just want to believe that it was out of some annoyance and that those words came. I know by now people are regretting and we don't expect things like that to happen again. In any case, sad though, but this tells people that indeed CPP is now becoming proactive. We won't just sit down and let things go. We see it to be somehow a positive discourse. Positive in the sense that after it coming up, we've been able to nip it in the bud, and the house is to now more united with Dr. Pakwesi Indum and everybody on board.
Especially to Dr. Indum, Kofi Asamoa says Dr. Indum is still a member of the party and eligible presidential candidate.
Dr. Indum's office have been following with keen interest development that is unfolding within the Convention People's Party. The issues that were being contested were that the party's constitutional provision of Article 78, Clause 3 for them to organize presidential primaries were upheld. These were the issues that ought to be an internal party matter that was thrown out there, and that was in an attempt to discredit the Pakwesi Indum, that the issues were kind of put aside and Dr. Indum's integrity and reputation became a subject of discussion. What has happened really will feel vindicated even if we were part of a call for what has been described as an early congress or a compliance with the party's constitution. Now, today, we are being told that the threat to dismiss Dr. Pakwesi Indum from the party was not part of the agenda of the meeting and was not considered. The main issue that brought Dr. Indum in the picture was what the party had considered. So we say that what was the need for that kind of barrage and unprovoked attack on the personality and reputation of Dr. Pakwesi Indum? I think that we welcome the decisions that have been made. As far as the future of Dr. Indum is concerned, with the CPP is concerned, Dr. Indum will continue to be a member of the CPP. We wait to see what the party says and implement their own actions, but also want to put a record that by the actions of the General Secretary and the National Chairperson, they have shown bias towards our candidate, who is Dr. Indum. So we wait and see what happens, but we are confident and believe that Dr. Indum shall remain an astute politician, a businessman, an entrepreneur, and will have a brighter political future.
A political analyst at the Institute of African Studies, Michael Besser-White, has however described events in the CPP as unfortunate, saying they've completely deviated as a party seeking to make an impact on Ghanaian politics.
Given that the electoral chances of the CPP have over the years since 1992 have basically been declining, they would have used this particular time as a window of opportunity to actively engage Ghanaians on the party's platform in terms of the ideas and policy solutions that they have as far as the problems that confront us as a nation are concerned. And so I think that what is going on in the CPP right now is complete diversion from what is expected of them as a very small party that is hoping that one day to make an impact in Ghanaian politics. That is particularly unfortunate given the rising popularity of founding father of the CPP, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. I believe strongly that if the CPP today is able to find the appropriate platform for itself and link that platform to the achievements of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah in one way or the other, it might be able to appeal to both older and younger generation of Ghanaians who desperately want an alternative in our political system.
The concern is that it might be looking like disunity in CPP, but it doesn't tell well on the democracy as it's developing in this country, because people will think that a CPP that is strong can really help whatever is happening. Do you share that sentiment?
Well, I think one of the things that we need to keep in mind is that, first of all, political parties are not necessarily a homogeneous group of people or people who believe in the same principles or ideas. In fact, they are a loose group or a loose coalition of people who share similar ideational framework, who hope that they can cooperate or they will be able to cooperate in achieving that particular ideological perspective that they have. And so we should expect differences. Now, what is important, however, is the ability of the political parties, and especially the leadership, to manage the internal dissensions and ensure that the governor, or rally the support of all other members of the party behind them, to ensure that they ensure victory, which is the ultimate goal of many political parties.
Political analyst Michael Besawai talking to Kingsley Obinchwe.